With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Crow tribal leadership is extending the reservation stay-home order until July 15th, as the reservation in nearby Bighorn County saw a steady uptick in COVID-19 cases over the past 2 weeks. The order issued Monday requires all non-essential businesses to remain closed for another month. The order also encourages tribal members and residents to wear masks, wash hands frequently, and limit social gatherings. The executive order from Chairman A.J. Not Afraid said the decision to extend the stay-home order from June 15th to July 15th was made after consulting with medical and public health experts and should be observed despite the state of Montana easing restrictions. As of Monday evening, Bighorn County was reporting 11 active cases of the COVID-19 illness, along with 34 recoveries and 2 deaths. The nearby Northern Cheyenne tribe is under similar restrictions until June 19th. A federal appeals court has ruled to cancel a long-disputed oil and gas lease on land in northern Montana considered sacred to Native American tribes in the U.S. and Canada. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia today reversed a judge's 2018 decision that had allowed a Louisiana company to keep its lease within the Badger Two Medicine area of Lewis and Clark National Forest. The lease owned by Solenex LLC was the last active exploratory lease of about 45 issued in the Badger Two Medicine area since the 1980s. In recent weeks, crude oil prices rose slightly after dropping in April due to an ongoing global price war and the novel coronavirus pandemic. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports Montana's oil prices are following the trend and could help bolster the state's revenue.
This month, Montana's small petroleum industry follows the nation's modest recovery in oil prices as the world reopens its borders locally and globally. Williston Sweet in eastern Montana dropped to roughly -$47 in April and rose to around $30 per barrel in recent weeks. For comparison, in June last year, Williston Sweet was selling in the $40 range per barrel. Member-based Montana Petroleum Association Executive Director Alan Olson says demand has increased as travel restrictions put in place to limit the spread of coronavirus lift. He adds low demand and bottomed out prices led companies to decrease production.
With the low price, a lot of wells were shut in. Drilling has slowed down to a crawl.
He says that forces inventory stocks down and in turn drives prices back up. A June report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration writes that the worldwide crude oil market is returning to normal sooner than predicted due to the recovery in demand and cut to oil production. A profitable oil industry is good news for the Montana economy, according to Mark Haggerty with Bozeman-based Headwaters Economics.
It's more than 6% of the state's general fund budget. So the revenue is really the most important part of the continuing oil production that we have. And a significant portion of that also goes back to the local governments.
A representative from the Montana Board of Oil and Gas Conservation says the state will have a better idea of April and May oil production numbers when reports for those months come in, and it's possible for wells to reopen if demand rises. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A pilot has been fined for landing a helicopter in a federally protected wilderness area near Helmville. The Daily Interlake reports 48-year-old Samuel L. Sherwin landed his helicopter in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex a month ago. Witnesses say they saw the helicopter on a gravel sandbar on the South Fork of the Flathead River. The Montana Department of Justice says the Bozeman resident was fined and has paid the maximum $500 penalty for the violation, which is a federal misdemeanor. The complex in northwestern Montana, known as the Bob, is the third largest wilderness in the continental U.S. Pre-evacuation notices were lifted today for some 20 homes threatened by the Lump Gulch fire burning south of Helena in Jefferson County. Strong winds caused the fire to grow quickly, and John Tubbs, director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, says he doesn't know how those homes were sparred.
I don't quite know how this fire found its way to burn what it burned, 1,500 acres, and not burn through a subdivision.
The fire was downsized to 1,100 acres Monday due to better mapping. 135 fire personnel are assigned to the fire from a variety of organizations, including the DRNC and the U.S. Forest Service. The Lump Gulch fire is 25% contained and so far has cost $350,000 to fight. The cost of the fire is still under investigation. Over in southwest Montana, firefighters are working to protect 10 structures, including a residence and ranch buildings, from the fire Fire Gulch fire burning in Powder River County. Sage-grouse habitat is also threatened by the nearly 1,300-acre fire burning in timber, brush, and tall grass 16 miles southwest of Ashland. The lightning-caused fire was reported Monday on private land and was 30% contained Tuesday morning. Some 28 personnel are currently combating the wildfire that's cost $35,000 to date. 400 fires have been reported in Montana this year. According to DNRC, 16 fires are uncontained. Montana added another 5 cases Tuesday to its count of lab-confirmed COVID-19 infections from more than 2,600 tests run at the state lab Monday. Bighorn County announced its third death, a woman in her 30s who had been diagnosed and hospitalized. The state reports 60 active cases total with 8 hospitalizations. Custer and Bighorn counties have the most active cases. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes launched a social media campaign last week aimed at local kids who tribal leaders fear aren't taking the risk of COVID-19 seriously. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Don't get close, keep your distance. If you coughing and sneezing, I put my mask up on my face so I know that I'm straight. I left my
Artie Mendoza, who also goes by the stage name Kid Truth, recently released this song as part of a campaign educating kids 12 and older on the Flathead Indian Reservation about COVID-19.
So the campaign is COVID-19, just spreading COVID-19 awareness for the younger generation and spreading a message of protecting our elders.
Tribal leaders are asking youth on the reservation to make dance challenge videos on social media platforms such as TikTok, using hashtags like Fix Your Mask and Protect Our Elders. The tribe is trying to get kids to take up the challenge by offering up prizes. Other artists are due to release their own COVID-19 songs as part of the campaign in the coming weeks. Mendoza says he's happy to lend a hand and hopes the campaign will get kids thinking about the impacts of the coronavirus.
Because the virus, I mean, we could outlast the virus, but it doesn't mean that my 92-year-old grandma could, you know, survive it. So it's really imperative to realize that.
The campaign launched right as 4 cases were confirmed on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Tribal health officials are encouraging community members without symptoms to attend mass testing events through this week. The reservation remains under a stay-at-home order and essential travel restrictions. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.